The population of planet Earth recently topped the 7 billion mark and is forecast to reach 10 billion by the middle of the century. Population is rising fastest in the poorest regions and in Africa in particular, stressing the social, economic and environmental systems. But why are increasing populations a problem? Wolfgang Lutz of the Vienna-based the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis told Chris Cummins that there are important benefits to a falling birth rate.
In countries where the birth rates decline, there is fewer small children around, and the parents, in particular mothers, can more focus on being active in the productive capacity in the labor market herself. And so we can show whenever there is a fertility decline, this is soon followed by a phase of economic growth. So demographic trends, education trends, and economic development are very closely linked to each other.
How quickly do you see global birth rates in the developing world shrinking? I guess the assumption of many people in Europe is that populations will continue to explode in the third world.
We see with a very high probability that world population growth will level off and actually peak sometime during the second half of this century and then possibly slowly decline. Africa is the one continent where we still have very high birth rates.
Is there anything that concretely can be done to try and curb the explosion of population in Africa? We've seen, as you say, when it slows, things get better for the countries.
Well, it has been controversial because so far the debate has focused mostly on family planning and contraception and abortion. But what is even more important is that women want fewer children, so the desired family size goes down. And this, again, is very closely related to female education.
It's something that people I know who work in development have always said to me, educate a girl and you educate a community.
I can only confirm this, and actually we just did a study where we proved this statistically, that both at the individual household level, this is probably the best investment that you can do, as well as at the community level and at the level of a whole state.
And yet, because of cultural differences across the world, often that message isn't getting through. I mean, what can be done to tackle those old religious, cultural rules against giving girls a chance to be educated?
Again, education itself is the best remedy. Look at some Islamic countries there. It's Iran, which in a way is one of the most pronounced Islamic countries. They had a massive campaign after the Islamic Revolution to educate girls, and they had one of the world's most rapid fertility declines. So it's not religion per se that keeps women uneducated. It is sort of enlightenment entering religion through more education, understanding, helping more people to understand that indeed education is so important.
FM4 Reality Check.